This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, August 13th. God's word to you today is His, not yours. And this is part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from John 5, verse 20, and it says, "For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything he is doing. In fact, the Father will show him how to do even greater works than healing this man. Then you will be truly astonished." John 21, verses 15 to 17 says, "After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?' 'Yes, Lord,' replied Peter. 'You know I love you.' 'Then feed my lambs,' Jesus told him." Jesus repeated the question, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord," Peter said. "You know I love you." "Then take care of my sheep," Jesus said. A third time he asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Then feed my sheep." God measures our love for him by our service for his people. That is big. Some people just want to love God in their bedroom. Just me and my God. I love God. I do not know what you people are doing in church. I feel goose pimples when I'm singing praise and worship. I do not want to do life with anybody. I'm just an island. The truth is, God's kind of love will make you serve other people. In fact, serving other people proves God's kind of love. The first time Jesus said to Peter, "Do you love me?" he was talking about agape. "Do you love me unconditionally?" And Peter said, "Yes." The second time Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" he was speaking about the agape, the unconditional love. And Peter said, "Yes." Jesus asked the third time, perhaps to remind Peter that he denied Jesus 3 times. So Jesus also asked Peter 3 times if he loves him. But when Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" the third time, it was not agape, it was filial. The first 2 were dependent on Peter's love for Jesus exclusively. The last one depended also on Jesus' love for Peter. Jesus was saying, "Peter, do you get that I also love you and I want to be your friend?" And Peter replied with filial, "Yes, I know, Lord." And he started crying. Peter's unconditional love for Jesus only got him to deny Jesus 3 times, and he could not go beyond that. But Peter settling God's unconditional love for him made him die for Jesus. Peter was crucified upside down. You cannot fulfill your destiny in God if you do not have the free flow of your love for God, and if you are not settled in God's love for you. It takes not only being confident in your love for God, but also being confident in God's love for you. In order to fulfill your destiny in God, it takes agape and filial. God wants us to experience agape and filial also. God wants us to experience friendship, real genuine friendship in our relationship with Him. When Jesus says, "For the Father loves the Son and shows Him everything He is doing," He is saying, "I am boasting in my Father's love for me. And because of that, I have access to my Father's secrets of everything." And that is where life comes from. I ask you today, do you love God? And are you sure, without a shadow of doubt, that God loves you? I want you to sincerely think about these 2 questions. I'm here to tell you that God loves you, and you can receive His love even right now. Cry out to Him. Let us pray. Father, I pray that my confidence in your love for me will be unshakable. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.